You have the Jeep Compass. You know, they've got the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the Jeep Cherokee. I was in the Jeep Renegade before. And these cars are, these vehicles, SUVs, are incredibly capable off-road. But you got to know, how do they drive on-road? And I know the Renegade was absolutely impressive for its on-road capabilities. How did the Compass feel on the regular highway?
Well, it's interesting because I was with Carl Brower from KBB, Kelley Blue Book, and we were talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking about everything under the sun. And all of a sudden, we ended up at the first stop where they kind of have this route that we drive on. And it was, we started out in San Antonio, Texas, near the Alamo, near the Riverwalk. And we then had to drive to what we'll call the mountains, which in Texas, where we were, there's not much really of mountains. It's more like hills, hill country. But anyway, we got there and I looked at him and I go, you know what? This thing's damn comfortable. And he's like, I know. And the one we had, this big giant moonroof, sunroof thing that goes from front to back. And the way they made that to where it wouldn't take up headroom is the sunroof pops up and goes on the outside of the vehicle instead of sliding inside of the headliner. Usually you can lose some headliner space. But they really have thought of everything, BJ. And to your point, it was really, really comfortable. And I said to Carl, I go, this is really nice. And and we agreed, both of us, that it was so much so that we literally, you know, forgot about testing it and thinking about it because we were just comfortable. And so we said to each other, all right, we got to really think about this. So to your question, I'll take it one deeper. It has, which I think is an underpowered powertrain, okay? It comes with the fuel efficient, and that's what it says, fuel-efficient 2.4-liter Tiger Shark engine producing 180 horsepower, 175 pound-feet of torque. Now, I think it's underpowered. But at the same time, it's not a SRT Grand Cherokee with a big old honking V8 in it. It's not supposed to do that. They do have 17 combinations of fuel-efficient powertrain options that they sell around the world, which I'm pretty impressed with that by myself, because the fact is that they build these in four different places around the world because it's a world platform, but there's 17 different combinations and they're only offering us one. Jeep, please give us a diesel or something, you know, anyway, or a bigger engine. I don't know. You know, I will say too, it does have a 2000 pound towing capability, up to 2000 pound. What is that? A little dinghy, a couple of jet skis, you know, a trash trailer. It's not much, but it's the most in class from what I think they said. 2,000 pounds, I don't want to tow much more with that because it's not that big of a vehicle. At some point, then the trailer starts pushing you all over the road. So, but to answer your question, it drove really nice, other than I think it was a little underpowered, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. I think, you know, they have to make these small engines to make them compliant for the European market because you get taxed on anything over 1.5 liters. So I understand why they do it, but you're right. Give an option to the American market where there's a little bit more power for us.
Has the fully advanced technology features, fourth generation Uconnect system, which is great. It's got the Apple CarPlay. I love that. You know, there's four different systems for the screens in the dashboard. There's a 5-inch, a 7-inch, and an 8.4-inch touchscreen. I like the bigger one. Again, it does have CarPlay. I think it's very nice. I think it's a great vehicle. Believe it or not, starts in 2x4. Who wants to buy a 2x4? But you never know. Some people don't care. At $20,995.
That's a good price.
Yeah, the Limited is like $28,995, but you know, I'm going to go for a Limited because I want all the stuff. And at that price range, I mean, I think this thing, it's like a billy goat. It'll climb a mountain, it'll climb a tree, whatever you want. It's a little bit, that would be an ape. That'd be different. But it'd be like, it could climb almost anything. And I think it's really handsome. Really, really handsome. I love the looks of it. And it's got a lot of, you know, lane departure warning systems and features, blind spot monitoring system, rear cross path detection, 7 standard airbags. I mean, this is where $20,000 buys you a lot of machine or, you know, coming up on 30 if you buy one that's fully loaded. But man, Jeep, you're really doing a great job, people. I loved it. I think that you guys, for those who are looking for a little SUV that is able, we'll call it capable, trail rated, you can't go wrong with something like this.